This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Glad to have you listening on a Friday. It is a fun Friday. It's a Falcon Friday, and we are going to go to Carolina and handle business, right?
Not if you're listening to one Mr. Turtle. Chris Thomas, our producer, gave us nothing but negative Nelly numbers, which we felt was oversaturated with Dan Quinn and Arthur Smith cruddiness.
I agree.
And doesn't reflect where we're going with this team.
It does not.
Because even though Coach Rob was the interim in 2020, he didn't want those guys.
No.
So outside, nerd.
I felt like
we like this team to cover.
Well, and not only that, Mike, I feel like, you know, can we play our best football game? Like, I don't know if we've done that. We played a great half.
We haven't played four quarters.
Correct. Can we play our best football game and beat up on a bad team? That's how I feel about Carolina. I'm not telling you we're going to win by 50. But I do think we win, and I hope we win comfortably. You're going to hear from Kirk Cousins coming up in our quarterback report with Dave Archer. As far as the expectation, this is what I've been saying today as we bring you the 5 o'clock hour, which is always brought to you by our friends at Buffalo Wild Wings. It's Friday, and it's happy hour now and every Monday through Friday from 3 until 6 o'clock at Buffalo Wild Wings. The expectation is to go win. And I say that, and you're going to go, well, it's always the expectation. No, it's not. When you come off the kind of win that we came off of Thursday, people around the country are looking at this and they're going, oh, well, okay, they showed us a little something. Oh, and they're playing Carolina. They should go win. That's not always been the case, Mike, usually especially after the last couple of seasons. So I think when you look at this part of the season, of the schedule, we weren't favored to go beat the Eagles. We weren't favored to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a game that you have to go win for various reasons. One, it's a division game. But two, I think you prove a little something to yourself and to the fan base.
And again, I think if we had beaten the Chiefs 4-1, again, if this is any other team that's 4-1 that has a bit of a rep to it, that has been in the playoffs the last few years, the number's probably 7.5 to anywhere to 10. But because we're still not necessarily trusted yet, we're not the biggest brand as far as Vegas betting action. We're just 6. I think it's a tremendous value. I think we play four quarters. Bijan's right. Everybody on the injury report, the only guy out is Troy Anderson. All the older players got a day off for being older players. So the only concern was D. Alford, and he is back. He is out of the concussion protocol. Unrelated, maybe not. The Falcons release Kevin King. He was the guy that, nice veteran.
Good story.
Hell of a story, but he had not been in the NFL for 3 years. And he did play in all 5 games this year for the Falcons as part of the nickel, or sometimes backing up guys when they went out. But Kevin King gets released. But getting back to the injuries, Carolina's got replacement center, banged up tackle, banged up receivers, banged up secondary. So I think that's an advantage. And we got to get pressure, though. We've got to get pressure on the quarterback. Matthew Judon said as much, talking with the media. Judon says they've been not doing the job, and they've got to upgrade what they're doing as far as pass rush.
Coming up in 10 minutes, you will hear from Jim Zocchi. We talked to him about this Carolina team and what the expectations are. He lays out the injury situation. You're going to hear that as part of our strong arm story of the day. And also, coming up a little bit later on, we'll hear from Zach Robinson as he talks about the running back balance. I feel like this is a game you just run it down their throat. Derrick Brown, arguably their best player, is done for the season. And he has been a Falcon killer over the last few years.
Him and Cam Jordan have been probably the two biggest boogeymen in this division. Now the Breeze is gone. Yeah.
Hands down. So he's out, and I think you try to take advantage of that. Let's hear from our quarterback, Kirk Cousins, with Dave Archer. It's the quarterback report.
Let's get it right here. Let's get in the end zone. Let's go!
This
is the Falcons Quarterback Report. The Falcons Quarterback Report is brought to you by Rooms to Go. Buy the piece, save a little. Buy the room, save a lot. Here's Dave Archer.
Now we get a chance to check in with our quarterback here on Countdown to Kickoff, Kirk Cousins. Kirk, I'm going to start you off with a, well, let me first of all say reigning and defending NFC Player of the Week, Kirk Cousins. I'm going to start you off with a trivia question. Longtime media guy and good guy here, Matt Haley, dropped this on me. Michigan State, 8 times you've been named as the Player of the Week in the NFC. Only one other Michigan State player has ever been named more times than you. Do you know who that is?
Andre Rison, a former Falcon.
It's a good guess. He only played part of the time. They don't wash their uniforms.
Morten Anderson.
That's right.
Kicker. I've got to be honest, Arch. No offense to kickers, but my mind was not going kicker. So if you hadn't given me that hint, I never would have gone there.
I wouldn't have gotten it either. And thanks to Matt Haley for dropping that one on me. That was pretty cool.
One of the greatest ever.
Yeah.
I mean, if I have to be second to a guy, I mean, he was the real deal.
He can also pick out a bottle of grapes for you if you ever need it, too, from a wine standpoint. Tell me about the history of this, Kirk. And I don't know if you can reflect on it as a player now. I guess this will be something you'll look back on. But you just threw for the 13th most yards in an NFL game in history of the guys that have thrown the ball around the yard. You just broke your own record. I think 460 was your record. You broke the Falcon record. You also had the most completions in a game. By one, you had 41 in a game previous. I mean, is that something you can reflect on now, or do you have to wait?
Well, it sounds cliche, but it isn't. You have to remember that Zach called a game. You know, they gave me the chance to do that, and Kadarrell Hodge pulls away on an unbelievable play to win the game and tack on a whole bunch of yards that I had nothing to do with. People made plays, offensive line protected. When you drop back 58 plus times, to have the protection we had was just outstanding, and our running backs too in protection. So there's a lot of pieces. Football's such a team game, and I was reminded of that again on Thursday night. But I am a little concerned, Arch, to be honest, about living in the past. If I have to overcorrect, I'd rather overcorrect in the direction of we're looking forward. And there will be plenty of time someday when I'm your age, Arch, there'll be plenty of time to look back and try to take stock of it all. But until then, we'll keep looking forward.
Yeah, and I'll be the guy that looks back. I can do that for you right now. I'll take care of that for you. And I likened it a little bit to Michael Jordan shrugging at the crowd after he hit his 8-3. You just seem to be in that zone. Is that something, when you start talking about looking forward, Kirk, and you talked about it develops a tremendous amount of confidence in the guys around you and themselves, not only just in you and everything. Is there a carryover effect to that? Can there be?
Well, I'd like to think, you know, the we can build on it. And so there had been continuous improvement weeks 1 to 2, 2 to 3, and so on and so forth. And so when you have a strong performance offensively, you want to say, okay, let's build on that. And one of the challenges Raheem has made to players throughout this season has been, if you have a strong game, he asks rhetorically, is that a game or is that your game? In other words, can you do it again and again and again? And so Sean McVay used to say that consistency is one of the greatest measures of performance. Can you do it again and again and again? And that's always been a challenge of mine, is can you be consistent in this league? And that's what Matt Ryan did so well, was he did it again and again and again. And that'll be our challenge this week.
I'm so impressed with the maturity that the team showed. And you got a lot of young guys around you. Don't expect it from you, but young guys around you, the Bijan Robinsons and Drake Londons of the world, they're transitioned from Sunday and the emotional win to Thursday and getting it done. This almost feels like one of those games where your veteran leadership and Jake Matthews and Grady Jarrett are going to have to kick in a 10-day period after these. Is that fair to say?
I think so. I think that, the schedule's been a little non-normal with a Monday road game and then, having a Sunday night game and then having this short week, and now we got this long week. So it requires a focus. It requires a constant approach that you don't waver, you just stay at it, and you got to bring your same intensity, your same focus to Carolina that you brought to Tampa, that you brought to the Chiefs, to the Saints. So that's the way pro football is, and when you don't do it, you tend to get you look pretty silly. So we understand the challenge ahead of us.
Okay, a couple questions for you before I...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I let you get out of here about Carolina. When you put Carolina on tape, they've got a couple of injuries along the defensive front. I know Derrick Brown's been banged up. Obviously, Shaq Thompson's injured, an excellent linebacker. But what do you see from this group, Carolina?
I think you start with Ejiro Evero, the defensive coordinator. He's been around the league, and everywhere he's been, their defenses have been solid. And I played him last year in Carolina most recently, and I thought they were a really strong defense that made it hard for us all game long. Every yard, every play was hard-earned. And so that's kind of what I'm expecting going into this game. Anytime you go on the road in pro football, also you kind of have that added element of being in a difficult environment. So, you know, we want to go out there and play our game and you know, control the football and convert third downs and protect the football and have good time in possession. And you know, and that's never easy.
Congratulations on the player of the week. And I know it's a team thing, and I know that's what you're about. But congratulations on that. Go get you another one this week.
Yeah, no doubt. We got to keep building. Thanks, Arch.
All we want is total victory, Carl. Total and complete.
No. And I love what he said there, because that's what we're talking about. Like, that's the mindset that I wanted to hear. What are you going to do this week? Nobody cares about last week. Can you continue to be consistent? Mike, anybody can have a great book in radio. Can you do it again and again and again? Like, that to me, and what I'm talking about is a ratings book. Anybody can do it. You got to do it over and over and over. And I think that's what – I love the mindset of Kirk Cousins. Okay, I threw for 500 yards. That was great. If he throws for 275 and two touchdowns, Mike, but goes 18 for 24 and has a clean game – I'm all for it. I'm great.
I just want to see Bijan get in the end zone. Bijan's red zone has not been where we expected it to be. Now, some of that was not injury. The coach last week, Coach Ross, said, look, they just took the run game away. Let's establish the run and all the play action stuff, get that balance with Algier, and more of that pit stuff, baby. That's what we all want to see.
All right, coming up, we go behind enemy lines. We talk to Jim Zocchi. He lays out everything that's going on with Carolina, and it gave us a lot of confidence heading into Sunday, and you should feel the same way. You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Let's talk to Jim Zocchi. Jim, it's good to have you back on the show. Panthers commentator, host as well, and cover the Panthers. I want to start with Andy Dalton taking over And what is this locker room saying about it, if anything? Because I know guys ultimately want to win, but, you know, you had this whole situation where it was all about Bryce Young, and now it's not. I know he played a little bit last week. What's the census on what's going on with the quarterback situation?
Yeah, I think with Bryce, he was struggling. And so he played last year from the get-go. And, you know, I think it just the first two games this year, it looked like he was getting worse, not better. His last game where he started, the second game, he threw for 86 yards in the game. So it just wasn't his time where he was going forward. And so I think it was just good for him to have Andy Dalton, give him a chance to hit the pause button, bring Andy in, a veteran who's obviously 14 years in this league, three times a Pro Bowl guy, comes in the first week, throws three touchdown passes, and they score 36 points in Vegas. And so I think he's just kind of settled things down at the position a little bit and runs the offense, which you kind of, at some point you just have to run the offense correctly. So I think just having that in there has been a good thing and a good presence for the team.
Jim, does Bryce have a future in Charlotte?
I think, you know, to be determined. I think with that, it's like you invested heavily in him, so you certainly want to see it work out. But I think for now, it just with the new coach and the new offense, it just wasn't happening in the games. Again, short sample of this season, but he has 16 games overall so far. So I think too early to say yes or no. He's still only 23 years old, I think. So it's like, I think, you know, he never had that chance to kind of sit and watch. You know, even see, you know, Drake May just being elevated here in week six for New England, guys like that. You know, Bryce had to play right from the beginning. He's had a couple of different coaches already during a short time here. So I think too soon to say, you know, yes or no long term. But I think for now, it's good for him to have a chance to be with a veteran, watch Andy run the offense, you know, study during the week with him. And when that time comes, be ready again. And again, if we get down the road, say we're eliminated down the playoff, or 1-4, if we're eliminated down the playoff chase towards whatever part of the season, you know, put him in there, let him play, and let him get his reps once again. But for now, I think it's important to get, you know, everything in sync in terms of installing Dave Canales' offense and everything here.
Is Canales and the owner on the same page?
I think they definitely are. I mean, this is, again, a franchise that's gone through a different coach every year over the past couple of years. But I think they are, and I think the expectations, they've said from the beginning, Dan Morgan, the GM of this season with Canales coming in, they've set no firm expectations for this season. I think they understand it's a longer play. They were 2-15 last year. They tried to do a lot of things this past off season through the draft, free agency, whatever, to try to fix as many problems as they could, knowing you couldn't fix all the problems of 2-15 in one off season. And of course, now we got hit with a bunch of injuries early on this season, Derek Brown right out of the gate. So for this team, I think it's a little bit more of a long play and less like he's on a hot seat or whatever, if the record doesn't reflect it.
Jim Zoki's with the Skies, voice of the Panthers and the ECU Pirates, by the way, here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Talk about the injuries. Center went out with a bicep. He got some tackles that are banged up. How healthy or unhealthy are the Panthers? Because we want to get – we're trying to, as Carl and I have been saying all week, to establish the complete game and really get after, obviously, you know, Andy Dalton. Can we do that?
You know, it's possible because we're down two offensive linemen, Austin Corbett for the season, and also from last week. Taylor Moten, he's week to week. He's the right tackle. He had not missed a game since he started his career, 104 games. So we got two backups in Brady Christensen at center, Yosh Nijman, who was with Green Bay the last 5 years at right tackle. And those guys are they're good players. So these are good quality guys that can jump in and start. They've been starters at times in their careers. Austin Corbett, unfortunately, torn biceps. They moved him from guard to center. Of course, a veteran who's been around for a long time. But the Lions played well when everyone's been out there, which was until last week. So the Lions been playing good as far as one of the bright spots on this team overall. We invested heavily in guards, bringing in especially Robert Hunt from Miami was expensive. Damian Lewis coming in at the left guard position. So they knew with Bryce and their quarterback especially, they really had to, you know, fortify that interior of the offensive line. So that's, you see Chuba Hubbard's numbers in running the ball, 5.8 yards per carry. A lot of that's credit to the offensive line playing well.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. You talk about the injuries on the O-line. As far as defense, how would you estimate as far as have they played up to what the standard is or what they thought this would be or below? Obviously, we're losing games. People look at that. But how do you feel overall about the defense?
No, it's not good. I mean, it's not good. And a lot of it is they've had significant injuries, both of the captains off the defense, Derek Brown in the middle of the first game, Pro Bowl player from last year out for the season with a knee. Shaq Thompson went down a couple weeks ago, another, you know, 10-year veteran linebacker. We brought in Josie Jewell to replace Frankie Louvu from Denver. He's on the shelf. He'll be back in a couple of weeks. Jordan Fuller, starting safety, has been out since the beginning of the season. They were down six guys as far as the 11 starters as of a week ago. I think we might get Dane Jackson back this week, who was penciled in as a corner, but Mike Jackson's been filling in there. So, again, there's talent. Jadeveon Clowney didn't practice today. He didn't practice yesterday. He got dinged up with a shoulder in the game last week against Chicago. So we'll see on his status for this game. But it was a good, solid defense last year, but we're giving up the most points in the league, and we have very few takeaways, I think five for the season, not getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. So can't say it's going well, but also not had a lot of the pieces to work with up to this point either.
You mentioned it, Derrick Brown. There's certain guys, and for years, you know, we talked about Cam Jordan in New Orleans, and Derrick Brown has basically lived in our backfield. So that's, I mean, I hate to see him out, but that's good news for Falcon fans. The secondary, we've got guys, we just saw Pitts really have a kind of a breakout game. We got Kirk Cousins coming off a 509-yard performance. How about the secondary?
Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, good to hear that you guys are doing well. Kirk Cousins, I didn't see that game. It must have been great. It's good for Kirk. That's scary. That's scary numbers. We all remember years ago the Julio Jones 300-yard game. Still trying to get over that one like 8 years ago. But, yeah, you know, Xavier Woods is good at safety. Nick Scott is filling in for now for Jordan Fuller. J.C. Horn is a young corner that has been dinged up his first couple years in the league. But he's really solid at one of the corner spots out of South Carolina, and they brought in Mike Jackson, like I said, last minute from Seattle to fill in with the Dane Jackson injury there. So, again, kind of a patchwork, but with Woods and Horn, some good guys there. I think really a bright spot, just to move up a level in the linebacker, is Trevin Wallace, our third-round pick out of Kentucky. He's fast. He hits hard. He had 15 tackles last week in his first time being the starter, 10 solo tackles. He's got the green dot on the back of his helmet for communication. So he looks like a guy that's got, like, the ceiling on him is very high. He's got all the things you're looking for in a linebacker.
So what do you expect Sunday?
I'm on the Panthers broadcast team. I always expect we're going to win. So I think it's going to be a Panthers win.
Yo, we're not going to ask you about your owner either. We understand you're getting paid by the Panthers. We're not going to go down that road either.
When I ask that question,
I'm the worst guy to have on a sports talk show 30 years. I've picked them to win every game for 30 years.
Well, of course. Right. I understand that, and I get it. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I can always talk about this. If you're the broadcaster, we get our guys on, Wes and Arch. There's nothing wrong with that. When I say, what do you expect, I mean, is this competitive? Like, from what you're telling us...
To beat the Raiders.
Jim, well, yes, but that was before all of these injuries, right? I mean, this is before some of this other stuff has happened, and he's right, it's the Raiders. Is this going to be a struggle? Do they attempt to just run the ball and run clock and stay close? That's what I mean. Like, what's the expectation? How do you win if you're Carolina?
I think, you know, Chuba, again, Chuba's probably truly at least a top 10, if not the top 7-8 running back in this league right now. They can run the ball. He was over 100 yards the two previous weeks and had 97 last week. So with the line and him, they can run. Andy's really, really good. He just Adam Thielen got injured the first game against the Raiders that he played in. So he's played in three games. So you lose your best receiver, Adam Thielen, but you have Deontay Johnson, some other guys you can work into that as well. So, I mean, I hate to say it, you know, last year we won two games. One was against Atlanta, 9-7. So you never know if it's going to be a really high-scoring game or low-scoring game. We put up 36. Against Vegas in the win a couple of weeks ago. So it's there, and it's possible. It's, they could put points on the board. I'd say as much as anything, last week, Chicago's good. I think their record doesn't reflect how good Chicago's going to be. That's a really good defense. We struggled against that defense last week. I think that's why the numbers were down against the Bears last week. But I think, yeah, competitive, and it's a team, honestly, even with all the injuries, that can score in the 20s. They just got to be able to keep the score low, as you guys said, impressive performance through the roof, actually, by Cousins in Atlanta last week. So definitely got to keep that in check, and hopefully they can keep at least some kind of umbrella coverage and keep things in front of them.
All right. Cool, man. Good stuff. Jim, we appreciate you stopping by, man. Enjoy your calls. Obviously, not as much this week as you play the Falcons, but you do a great job, man, and we appreciate you.
Always good to be on with you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, man, it's a tough situation up there, and that's why we've been saying all week, this is a game where we really got to drop the hammer, because a lot of folks, I mean, I can hear guys in their cars right now, you got to get over that falconitis thing.
Yep.
Where they're right now going, yep. It's a trap. Well, if it's a trap, Carl and I will have egg on our face, because we jumped on this, -6, and the number is still there at -6.
Yeah, I like the fact that everything that is going on with their football team, we're doing really positive things as far as we can do some things in this game. I think Kirk Cousins throwing the ball away he did last game, Mike,
right,
puts a little fear in their hearts as far as, are they going to come in and attempt to do that? And I don't think you have to. I just don't. We can run it. All right, we're coming back. Road to the College Football Playoff continues. We'll run down the big games this weekend, including the Dogs.
You're going to be at a wedding.
You had to go there, didn't you?
Welcome.
It's Dukes and Bell. We had a great conversation with Mark Weiser today from the Athens Banner-Herald talking about the Dogs. And, Mike, let's start there because the Dogs just need, okay, it's not just about winning. Again, we used to say style points, right? Does the committee care? We're going to find out here coming up at the end of the month when they start getting together and start ranking these teams. College Football Playoff Committee, remember, the top 12 teams get in. But I just feel like this is sort of like the Falcons, Mike. Miss State's not good. They're 0-2. 1-4 on the season. People talk about them being in a game or two. The fact of the matter is the Dogs are a much better team. I expect them to win. I expect them to win big. But I feel like this is something that Kirby's been preaching all week. Like, he brought up the Netflix thing, and Mark Weiser said, I asked him a question about the motivation of all the upsets last week. And Kirby's like, no, I'm telling my guys, if we were doing a Netflix documentary, what would you want to be presented as? How would you want this to be shown to your parents? Would you want to show it to the NFL?
That's a good point.
It is. Yeah. So you got to show up, and I feel like that's where I'm at with the Dogs this weekend.
It's a big number. Now, for gambling purposes strictly, Kirby, it generally doesn't cover those big numbers, whether it's respectful of other coaches and it's a, you know, whether it's a divisional opponent out of conference, but it's a big number, 34.5, right? And so that's a bit much. The other thing is Miss State's defense is terrible.
Yes.
So they are 121st in the country from the dog report. We talked about it earlier. Their quarterback that they had that looked pretty good, Blake Shapen, he gets knocked out for the season by Florida. So it's just a tough spot. And, like, if we're honest, they really haven't recovered since they lost Mike Leach.
No. You know,
it is what it is.
No, because it was so unexpected.
Right.
You know, God rest his soul. Great
we
dude.
We love that guy.
He's a great dude. But Mike, when you're 81st in scoring, that's Miss State. They're averaging 27 points a game. Come on. This is college football. This is a game where now, again, if you're not averaging 45 points, you're not doing anything. So they're 81st in that category. And then yards per play, Mike, 5.5 yards per play. That's 89th in the country. This is not a good football team. So with that said, you can't get caught up in everybody like us saying it's not a good football team. They got to show up and handle business on Saturday.
And two ways of looking at it for the Dogs. Do they kind of play? I mean, Kirby called out the fans. Is this game going to be even less compelling than the Auburn game because you're saving the juice for Texas? Kirby wouldn't say that, but I mean, you want to keep your guys healthy. You don't want to risk injuries. You got to be at maximum potential for Texas. So does that mean ETN gets out early? Other running backs get a shot? Not quite sure. We're looking for a wide receiver to step up since Kobe is out right now. So you got there's some storylines that are interesting. But yes, Georgia should handle this. I wouldn't bet it just because you've seen Kirby in the big number. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, and let me ask you this too about the whole fans and staying and showing up all around the SEC. I've been to all these stadiums, been to these games. It happens everywhere. It happens in Alabama. It's happened at Auburn, guys, right, where the fan base, for one reason or another, okay, if it's not a compelling game or you don't think it's going to be as good of a game, people absolutely show up. You're still getting 60,000 folks. But, Mike, you may not have a capacity crowd, and sometimes people leave. And I think this goes on all around the SEC. But let me ask you about the Dogs. Do you think this was Kirby saying, stop being spoiled? Because of what we've done the last few years?
If you're looking for like a cryptic message in that, perhaps. I mean, look, it was steamy. We already covered this. We talked to Barbara Dooley about it. It was really hot, and there was no real rhythm early in the game.
She said that the alcohol was the factor.
Yeah, I mean, I told Barbara, I go, they have been drinking in the stadium, but it hasn't been legal for many years. But yeah, it's just a tough spot. You've created this monster. Dabo's gone through it with Clemson. The fans' expectations now are up there with what Alabama. You know, think about this. Alabama fans have felt it's a birthright for years. They've won a national championship now. A couple. So it's kind of where Georgia fans are living. We've already covered the elite defense, the elite defense, as Kirby would say, that you're just kind of missing the super duper star. Mykel Williams might be that guy and a difference maker. He's not been 100% at all this season. There's just, you're kind of now, you made up a great point, or I think it was like 2 weeks ago. you're now into this world where you're just playing these high-scoring games like everybody else, and you hope your defense gets a couple of stops. You just saw it. Everybody's doing it now. And now the question is Carson Beck up to the task of, can he do this for four quarters, not just, you know, blow it in the first half and then almost win it back in the second half like the Alabama game?
Yeah, I just and he's not going to do that, I think, in this game. The Texas game is where I think that will be challenged because Georgia may find itself playing from behind again. And if you do, now I'm counting on Carson Beck to be great again and do the things we saw in the second half of that Alabama game. All the games we're paying attention to, obviously Texas is number one. They're on the schedule for Georgia next week. They got to handle Oklahoma, who comes in ranked 18th in the country. It's the Red River rivalry, guys, the Cotton Bowl. It's always a big deal, but it's even bigger now with the SEC and both of these teams now being a part of that, Mike. But we've talked about it. I feel like Texas is going to roll. Quinn Ewers is back. This is a great Texas team. It just is. They're loaded everywhere. And I don't think that the number scares anybody. 14.5. I know, you know, rivalry games and all that. Texas is just better this year. But that's one of the games we're paying attention to.
By the way, real quick, Oklahoma quarterback, they're going to the other quarterback.
Freshman, yeah. True freshman. He played well at Auburn. But this is a different animal that they're facing in Texas. And so, you know,
Hawkins, by the way.
Correct, junior. I think it's Michael Hawkins, junior. We were talking earlier about how deep they are on the D-line and the O-line. They have arguably the best offensive line, I'm talking about Texas, in the country. It's sort of like when Georgia did a couple of years ago. So they can run the ball. That's why that running back injury, remember, they lost their top two running backs to start the season. Hadn't been an issue. Right. And that's because that O-line is so good. But I think they handle Oklahoma. Always crazy things happens in this game, but it should be fun and interesting. And then, Mike, as we go around college football, at least in the top 25, we were talking about Clemson, and this is interesting because they are, you know, they're still in the mix. I think Clemson is going to be a college football playoff team. They're 10th in the country. They're 4-1. They're at Wake this week. But you gave me an interesting stat about their quarterback.
Yeah, there's, you know, we talked about the, you know, the job that Cam Ward is doing down in Miami. But Cade Klubnik, 14 touchdowns, just 2 picks. And ever since the Georgia game, they've really been humming. And this is one now. The Florida State, I will say this, Florida State's defense played well, held Clemson to a number of field goal attempts late in that game. But there was a degree of pride from Florida State's defense. And with Brock Glenn, the quarterback, actually, that was a closer game. So Clemson didn't cover the spread. But Cade Klubnik is really
playing well.
He stepped up his game. He's playing like he should have probably played the last few seasons.
Well, now, how does Alabama respond? At home, noon start, Mike, against South Carolina. Bama's a 21.5-point favorite in this game. I'm assuming they got it this week, right? I mean, you lose to Vandy, and everybody wants to make it out like Vandy is the worst thing ever. That's a good team. They stepped up. They got Alabama last week. But Alabama, currently ranked 7th, again, after being dropped from number 1, South Carolina keep it close?
We were looking at some of the defensive numbers, and look, it's a plucky team for Shane Beamer, 3-2, and certainly the win against Kentucky. You know, that was something that kind of at the time was an eye opener. Then we saw how good Kentucky looks down the stretch. I think that I'll say this: I don't know if they cover the number. South Carolina cover. I mean, here's the thing: we don't know how a Kalen DeBoer team reacts. We don't know how they see here. We learned how a Kalen DeBoer team reacts after the biggest win of the year with the biggest upset in Alabama history.
They laid an egg.
Now, how does the Kalen DeBoer team react after the biggest defeat or upset in Alabama history?
They wet the bed. Here's the deal: this is what we do know, at least about Nick Saban.
Right? Does he wear a polo shirt? Because Alabama fans don't want to see him wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah, that's a good point. I agree. Mike, we knew that if Saban's teams had a bad performance, even if they didn't lose,
right.
They didn't play that way the following week. So you're right. We're going to find out about Kalen DeBoer in this game. I think when you start talking about Shane Beamer, you know, he would have loved for them to have dropped Vandy and maybe came into this game a little lackadaisical. They're not. I think Alabama's going to be focused after last week, and they'll probably give a really good performance. I think they cover, Mike. I think they come back. And they put it to the South Carolina team.
You know, it's funny. I was talking about the South Carolina defense. They've gotten some of those edge. Remember 2 years ago, that's where they had the problems with the defense, or last season, I should say. The defense is actually getting after the quarterback. So that'll be interesting to see if they can do something to Jalen Milroe that other teams haven't been able to. But the offense now is at times the question for South Carolina.
It's Dukes and Bell. You can find us guys at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, see Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. That is on Twitter. We do not call it X. And, of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game.
By the way, yeah, Gamecocks. Chris, you always got to yell at me when I don't proofread. It's the offense that converts just 30% of their third downs. Defense has been better. So that's where the problem lies for the Gamecocks.
I will give you some credit here, Mike. Sometimes when they put the home team stats and the away stats, hard to tell which one's which.
Thank you, Chris. Only you understand.
What about Florida-Tennessee, Mike? Because everybody's talking about Tennessee-Georgia down the road.
Tennessee bounced back in a big way.
I think so, too. At home against Florida.
All of a sudden, you know, all the talk about Billy Napier getting fired is kind of at least back
slowed
burner.
Slowed down. It slowed down a little bit. There's no doubt. And part of that is, again, you know, the way Miami beat them to start the season, they just didn't even look competitive. And so as the season has gone on, you know, it's gotten better. I don't know if everybody as Florida is behind Billy Napier as they should be, but yeah, I think Tennessee bounces back and handles business.
They
at
cover
home.
The 14.5? Nope. Did anybody take Tennessee?
Nobody did on the show, but I do think they do. Nico plays a lot better this week. And then the other big game, 7:30, it's not SEC, but it's Ohio State and Oregon. And you talk about national implications. Ohio State's currently 2, Oregon's 3. They're both Big Ten teams, Mike. So this is when the conferences start to eat themselves.
Right. Everybody's telling me Ohio State is going to blow doors. When does Dan Lanning win a big game? Now, he's 7-5 against top 25 opponents.
It's only a 3-point game.
And I just, why do you like Ohio State so much in this one?
They have a freshman receiver that may be the best receiver in the country. And I know about Ryan Williams at Alabama. Yes.
Right.
This guy, if you haven't seen him, is as legit as anybody. And, Mike, we talk about some of these freshmen who could maybe leave college after their freshman year. You can't. Right. You got to be 3 years removed from high school. That could play in the NFL. He's one of them. This kid is unbelievable.
So isn't Dylan Gabriel supposed to be the man? I mean, Dylan Gabriel's supposed to be the rock star.
He is. He is. But I also think that Ohio State, with the $20 million they spent in NIL, we said this. If Ryan Day doesn't get this done this year, I don't know when he's going to get it done. The problem is they're on the road. Tough place to go, and they've never been out there, right? I don't think Ohio State's played at Oregon in many, many years.
Did you see this, Chris? Oregon's got the 90th ranked red zone offense? That's insane with all the talent they've got. That's crazy. I'm reading this right now. This is from the CBSSports.com. Yeah, Oregon's got the 90th ranked red zone offense. So that's, oof. And with all that talent, that's coaching. Isn't it?
It is coaching. Jermaine Smith is 6'3", 215 pounds. He's out of Miami Gardens, Florida. If you hadn't seen him, that's why. Mike, he's a difference maker. And I don't think they have anybody that can cover the kid.
All of a sudden, I didn't see that. I'm with you on the Buckeyes. I guess I'll take the hairless nuts on the road trip.
It's only a 3-point game, which is crazy. All right, we're coming back, guys. Top of the hour, we will get you filled in on the latest headlines. We'll also hear from Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson telling you how he's going to balance this run game between Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier. You'll hear it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.